Nice weekend is in store for most of the northern plains, upper Midwest, even Canada's prairies, with temperatures rising notably above normal. And then we'll see cooler weather next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The change, though, is not going to be very dramatic. We're going to be far enough above normal for a while this weekend that cooling down next week only brings us back near normal. And then it looks like a more significant change in weather will come later this month as colder Arctic air starts to push back into the region from the north, and that is a ways off in the forecast. So for the near term, we do not expect to see precipitation of significance occurring across the area through the weekend, and we will likely see those temperatures warming nicely. The temperatures by the time we get out towards the end of the weekend will be warmest, so we'll say Sunday into Monday, especially Sunday, I suppose, so we'll see the afternoon temperatures getting into the 30s, and there will be some 40-degree temperatures on the west side of the Missouri River in South Dakota. That will be the warmest days. Monday, we'll see still some 30-degree temperatures, but cooler air will have already returned to the eastern Dakotas, and we'll expect to see those temperatures continuing to cool down. So we'll go from the 20s and 30s on Monday into the teens and 20s for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. In the meantime, today, we expect those temperatures to be mostly in the teens and 20s in the east, but 20s and 30s in the western parts of our listening area, including the Missouri River Valley, and we'll expect to see the temperatures on Saturday working their way into the 20s and 30s. Nighttime lows are not expected to be very threatening at all. It was chilly out there this morning with a few negative and positive single-digit readings noted. We will expect those temperatures to be quite a bit warmer as we move forward in time. We'll see teens and 20s occurring over the heart of the weekend, with 20s likely on Sunday morning and perhaps on Monday as well. Then we'll turn cooler again. And as I mentioned before, there will be a cooler air mass coming into play as we go into next week. And as the frontal system arrives, the first one of two actually will occur on Sunday going into Monday, but only a few spits and spats of moisture will be possible. Now, with that said, I do need to point out that on Monday, there will be a deepening low pressure center that will be over Kansas that will move to Wisconsin. If this path verifies, we're going to see precipitation return to the southeast corner of South Dakota and probably central and southern Minnesota for a little while on Monday. This low pressure system at the moment doesn't look like it produces much in the way of snowfall. But if you remember, yesterday we were talking about a larger storm farther to the northwest, and that is still a possibility. So a little bit of caution is needed. This storm system, though, does look like it's going to be a little bit warmer and a little bit farther to the southeast, and that should help to minimize some of the potential impact on the region. But keep an eye on it. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.